Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. This is part 9 of 5 on the series of Driving for Dollars versus Smart Wholesaling. Today we're covering process number 5 of the 7 processes that you need to start having in place. You're going to eventually have all of them in place, but you don't even need to have them all in place to start making money. But these are the 7 processes. This is process number 5, tracking and monitoring your progress, collecting data, analyzing it, improving and optimizing your business with the information you're getting. Chances are you're not doing that already, okay? If you're engaging in traditional old school marketing strategies, it's extremely hard to be able to do these things right here. But let's talk about what it takes. First of all, what is wholesaling? What is real estate wholesaling? It's the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties, use mass media marketing, you're marketing to motivated sellers and distressed sellers, you lock a property under contract, you sell the rights to the contract to an end buyer, lucrative, extremely lucrative business if you do it right. And my highest in this business has been $82,000. I'm looking for something to break that record. And there are many more that I've made much more money from any single deal. In smart wholesaling, you can expect 3 things. Skip 80% of the hustle, make $100,000 or more per year, with or without closing deals, by the way. And you can even increase, by doing so, you increase your chances of closing deals by 10 times. And the mission here is to get you up and running $1 million empire in the next 11 days. So it's very, very important that I let you know this. I'm sharing this with you. I'm taking my time to explain some of this concept so that this video will be useful for you years to come. So no matter when you're watching this video, I want this video to be a valuable piece of tool for you to remind yourself of the concept and the strategies behind building a successful business in an ever-evolving digital age context, okay? So these are my team members right here. These are the people that make it possible for me. So if you find them, please say thank you. This is smart wholesaling. You can expect multiple streams of income, passive income, residual income. Of course, home runs. I understand that you came into this game because you got, you know, you wanted the $10,000, $32,000, $40,000. I get it, right? But cash flow is king, okay? You want to be in business long-term, long run, and not be at the mercies of any one single home run, then you want to build a hybrid of all of these different types of income. And that's what a smart wholesaling funnel will do for you. Basically, you'll be able to flip information into leads, into buyers, into partners, into investors, and using one single machine that I'm going to help you build for pennies, okay? So right now today, like I said, these are the 7 processes. We're on the tracking and the monitoring, which is the 5th process. And if you're familiar with this already, give it a thumbs up. We're skipping 80% of the hustle and we're jumping all the way and just closing deals. That's what this game is about in time and age. And if you don't believe that, just look around you. Technology is changing the world. So the idea that you must hustle and work hard and kill yourself before you make money is becoming more and more obsolete. So why should you be tracking and monitoring your progress? Literally collecting data, turning data into intelligence by analyzing and improving on it and using it to optimize your business. Well, number one, growth, right? So you can't even measure growth if you don't have a proper sense of reference to where you are in the business right now. And this is why many people fail, because they don't know where they are. They don't know where they're going. There's no in-betweens. They don't know if they're in the right direction, right? So you need growth. Not only do you need growth, you need to go viral. You need to build a business that leverages other resources to even grow viral. You need to be able to reinvest any output, reinvesting it back into the business without waiting until you close a home run deal. All right. So the way you've been taught is you got to wait for that one deal. When that one deal closes, your life will change. But there's a lot of things that happen between now and that point. There's no way, if you're not tracking and monitoring progress, there's no way for you to double down and capitalize on things that you're doing right already and eliminate things that are not working. So in digital world, we call that basically shooting the losers and scaling on the winners, right? So there are some things you're doing right now that's actually more favoring in the right direction, If you're not tracking and monitoring, you don't know what that is. There's some things you're doing right now that's actually making you hustle backwards. If you're not tracking your progress, you don't know what that is, right? So you need growth, you need to go viral, then you need to be tracking and monitoring your progress by on a daily basis per a little bit of action that you're taking without having to wait until you actually close a deal. There's also something called the SMART goals, okay? So when you set goals, right, you set a goal, yes, I wanna make $100,000 a year, but that's not enough. You need to set SMART goals, okay? In order to set SMART goals, you need to be tracking and monitoring progress, or at least you need to be able to track and monitor progress, right? So SMART goals means specific, measurable, attainable, reachable, and trackable, meaning you can measure, you can track what's going on. If you can't do all these five things right here, the chances you're gonna win is slim to almost none. Because why? Because it's not because of some magic, it's because you don't have a sense of progress. And that's difficult to stay on the game if you don't feel like you're winning. And forget feel like winning. If you're even using feelings, overdose of feelings, emotions will kill your business, as opposed to collect data, see actually how things are going, and be able to make decision if you should double down or if you shoot the losers, right? There's going to be some losers. Success is a series of a bunch of failures with success, right? And the idea of getting to success is when you're able to recognize your failures and shoot them down before it gets go viral in your business. A lot of people are just going in this game, they're driving for dollars, they're knocking on doors, and it's frustrating. The problem is not the frustration. The problem is the fact that they don't know why they're frustrated, because they can't really see the numbers, okay? So now, of course, you want to be able to monitor, you know, you may win yesterday, you want to make sure you win tomorrow again. And if you don't win, you want to know why. You want to make sure you turn that why of why you didn't win, you want to put that into some kind of lesson learned register so you can reference it later and know to not touch that area and things like that, okay? And of course, you want to be in control of your business. How do you claim that you're in control of a business that you're not measuring and you're not tracking? It's impossible. So these are the whys, okay? And there may be many more whys. If you're following me, you've been following me, and you know, and your mind is really going raging right now, you're thinking of other whys, why absolutely you should be tracking and monitoring progress on a daily basis without having to wait until a deal closes. If you think of another why, please share it in the comment below. Input. Let's talk about input. This is a process, right? For every input, if you recall in the beginning, I showed you that for every process, there's an input, there's a technology you will use, like a processor, just like a computer, and there's an output, right? So the input here is going to be to be able to track and monitor content, right? With the methods I'm going to share you with you, because the idea, again, is to flip knowledge into leads and then flip leads into deals, right? So, but in between that, close a bunch of all kind of transactions and make money, commissions, monetizing the whole process. So input is content. What's content? I'm talking to you right now. You could have taped this and this could have become content, okay? Basically, any piece of information that will become valuable to somebody, right? Within the process of your business, right? Either as a seller, a buyer, a recruiter, a realtor, any one of those people, any kind of piece of information that will be valuable to them becomes content, right? Offers is, they're not necessarily products. They are basically product that has been attached to some kind of value versus how much you're paying for it, right? Then it becomes an offer, right? So offers, do you have to create these offers? No, there are tons of people that have already created offers and they are open to paying you handsomely for connecting people to these offers. And I will show you also how to do that on our 11 days challenge. Also emails, okay? You're gonna create emails using the content, videos, using pieces of information that you know will be valuable to other people. So not only that, email copies, right? And I'm gonna show you how to write email copies that convert as well too. There's a way you structure and you orchestrate words that make people, that's compelling enough for people to take action, right? All of that you're gonna learn. And of course, traffic, okay? All the other previous three things I just mentioned, content, offers, email, turns to traffic. Anytime somebody clicks on something on your website, on your properties, on the internet, either a video or an article or a post, each one of those clicks is a unit of traffic. Okay, when you have thousands and millions of those, that's when you call it traffic as far as the internet is concerned. So traffic is going to be another input. So how do you generate traffic? That's some of the stuff that you will be learning with time here, but it's actually very, very, it's as simple as you post something on Facebook, somebody clicks on it, right? Well, how can you do that in mass? How can you do that at scale? We're going to be talking about that more in a very simple way that you can be all set up in one day. All right. Technology, analytics, tools, okay, the technology you're going to be using to track and monitor progress in your business, analytic tools. So analytic tools does not just collect data, it turns the data into meaningful presentations. So if you've ever been through school, you know what a pie chart is, a bar chart, something that's presentable in a visual way. It turns it into a visual that you can understand. Okay, this is where we're losing money here. We're gaining some traction here. Okay, we need to cut this out. Everybody that's under this age, we don't need them in our business. They're wasting resources. Things like that, right? But there are already built analytic tools that comes with any one of those technologies that I showed with you early, like a autoresponder or like a blog. All those things come with analytics tools already, where you can see numbers and make very well informed decisions on those numbers, and then you see your business grow because you make that decision based off of numbers, real numbers, as opposed to your emotions, as opposed to I'm just gonna do it, right? As opposed to no, these are real numbers. Clearly, we're growing in this direction. We need to do more of it, right? So technology, analytics tools, you're going to be using for that. The output from this process, you can expect encouragement, because if you can see progress, little progress here and there, it encourages you to continue to go, as opposed to driving for dollars or knocking on doors or cold calling, where you're frustrated at the end of each process because there's no numbers to look at that's really, really encouraging. But imagine also, with everything I've been showing you, being able to wake up to $100 commissions, $1,000 commissions, $2,000 commissions, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to deliver the product. Product's already delivered. You know, you just woke up and you see an email notification that says $2,000. Do you think if this happens a few times in a month, you will have enough money to reinvest and continue to market your business? And that's what we're talking about here. So not just encouragement, okay? You're obviously encouraged by seeing real data. You see real people coming through your online properties, right? But you're also able to actually do business and put some money in your bank account as well too. Real-time vision, right? So everybody knows that if you're in any kind of business, you need vision, right? Why do you need vision? Because vision, for the most part, is not real-time. It's just something you're dreaming about, something you have a vision of where you can take this business to, right? But I'm talking about real-time vision. You can see the data and it's being translated into a visual something on paper that you can see the growth of your business even before you close a single deal. All right, and you can turn around and use that to make money before you close deals. Plus, that increases your chances of closing deals, right? So I call it real-time vision because you can see it happening right there in front of you without waiting until you go to a closing table, right? Growing results, right? You see results happening, you can double down on what's causing the results to happen because you can see it. You can see why the result happened, right? As opposed to, oh, I just closed deal. I don't know how it happened. So now you don't even know what to do to repeat the process, right? So you can see growing results. And also, more importantly, the output here is resource. More importantly, okay? Because you can make money today and not know how to make money tomorrow, like I said earlier. But you being able to repeat the process because you can now allocate your resources towards the tools and the inputs that made the results happen. That's why we call it resource optimization. You can optimize everything because you're seeing real-time data as they're happening, and you can cut out or you can put in and things like that on a daily basis right in front of your laptop without going on the streets, without wasting resources, just your laptop and an internet connection, and you can build a wholesaling business from the corner of your house, and you can turn every other people bringing you deals, not because you're a clown, not because you're using voodoo, because you're the one that brings them the most resource, you're the one that brings them the most value in the industry because of the platform that you've actually built that's actually helping them dispose deals, sell deals, and make money, and actually educating them as well too about how the business works, right? So case study, amateur versus professional in any world out here. If you look at any world of any kind of profession, there are some people that are coming in for the first time. There are some people that are advanced, right? And there's also a mix of, should you go advanced or should you start simple in the beginning? There's a misconstruing there, right? There's a misconception that you have to start slow. I do agree there's a way you can start slow, but you have to be careful because we're in a time and age that you could get left behind like that, okay, just because you were trying to start slow. Nothing is exactly slow anymore. So there's a difference between slow or having pride or going beyond yourself, living beyond your means, as opposed to, like, you got to pay attention to technology. This is technology age, and like I said, these things are right here at your fingertips. So there's really nothing. It's like saying I'm going to go back to a flip phone and your flip phone is struggling to compete with a smartphone. But the other day, I did see an ad on YouTube for a flip phone from, was it Sprint? That when you flip it, it becomes a smartphone. So let's not knock flip phones too much, right? And then the second thing is hope and luck as a strategy versus actual skills. Okay, there are too many people that come into the arena of making money from home or real estate investing, and they operating out of luck. And you can check yourself on that by simply saying, hey, do I ever know what I did yesterday? Do I know what turned out to be some kind of results today? Do I know where I'm going, or I'm just operating strictly off of hope and luck, hoping one day I'll make some money? Or even though, yes, I cold called 100 people yesterday, but I don't know exactly what I'm doing. Or would you rather be in a position where you actually have the skills that you can repeat and use over and over? Not only that, you can adjust your skills according to the times, because again, things are evolving. So the tools, technology I share with you today, 3 years from now may be obsolete, but the concepts are the same. You just have to replace the technology. When there are faster, simpler, and easier technology, you gotta step it up. So I'm giving you like timeless, like, concept and information that you can use over and over again. Since the beginning of technology, right, I'm talking about hundreds and thousands of years ago, it has always been processes, input, technology, output, right? But that technology has evolved over time. Things are getting done faster, easier, with less resources. You got to pay attention to that. That's part of what we do today as professionals, as business owners, okay? So with that being said, one deal away. Are you one deal away? Absolutely. Maybe you are. Maybe you're not. I don't know. There's multiple nuances to it, okay? I'm the one that's just going to give you the real deal, okay? I get the saying that one deal away can change your life. Absolutely. If you close one deal, there's a very good chance you will never quit on yourself because you just made 10 grand, just made 5 grand. But there's a heightened chance that you're going to quit on yourself if you're waiting for that one deal to happen before you start tracking and monitoring your progress, before you set up this business like a professional. If you have to wait for that one deal before you set up like a professional, and then you're missing it. You know, you've ever heard that saying before? You should fake it till you make it. Some people really want to bastardize that and demonize that. And let me tell you something, confidence is everything. And sometimes that confidence is not easy. Sometimes that confidence is intuitive, and you just show up with some confidence and people are like, have you ever closed a deal before? And people are like, no, I've never closed a deal. But you sound like you have some experience. Some people can argue that that's faking it to make it. But sometimes when you have information and knowledge and education, then that builds confidence, okay? So I'm not asking you to fake it till you make it. I'm telling you to pretend like you've closed deals and you're in a real business that can pay you $1 million per year. What would you do if you're in a business that could pay you $1 million per year? Would you set it up like a professional, or would you just treat it like a hobby and just operate out of hope and luck, right? So I don't know. You be the judge, you know, but you get what I'm trying to say. But here's what the scripture says. Here's my question for you before I leave part 9, and then we're going to move on to part 10 very soon, okay? The scripture says, hope deferred makes the heart blank. What is that blank? Okay, I want you to complete that below in the comment area. It has everything to do with the lecture today, okay, with the lesson today. What is the blank? I want you to find hope deferred makes the heart something, you know, whatever that is. I want you to find it, and I want you to leave it in the comment below and share your personal experience in one or two sentences where you may have put some effort into something, but you just get very weak, you get very tired of the process because you don't even know where you are. You're not sure if you're in the right direction. You're messaging the gurus. The gurus can't answer you because they're busy. They're taking care of 1,000 people at a time, right? Or trying to, or pretending to, whichever one, right? So I want you to fill that down in the blank below. And hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'm definitely going to see you on part 10. Now, before you leave, make sure you go. If you're brand new here, by the way, if you're brand new here, make sure you watch part 1 through 8 with this. But go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this book. I have it there for you for free. And if you go there right now, I'll also give you this one as a bonus. It's my newest book. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. And I want you to stay tuned because we have part 10, part 11, and part 12 coming very soon. This is fire. I want you also possibly go back and watch part 1 through 8 to 9 and try to understand the concept. If there's anything that's not clear, ask it in the comment box below. We had a few, let me give you a quick shout out to a few comments that we get. I'm going to give you a quick shout out. Yes, I should do that. It's a quick recognition thingy. Just so you know that I'm paying attention to your comment. So we can bring you more quality and bring you better training as time are going on. Maybe I can't catch all of them, but let's go here. So from Drift, great, great video. My brother can't wait for the next. Thank you. Thank you, Drift. We have Anthony Ross who says too much. Anthony also says the entire list resonated with me. This was on the part 2 of the video where we shared the 19 benefits of smart wholesaling. Say the entire list resonates with me. I've been talking about gaining an edge and your teachings provide that. Thank you, brother. Thank you to you. And then let's see here. Alanis Best says, I'm watching the series and I'm learning what not to do, but I'm not learning or hearing. I'm not really hearing better alternatives or examples. Awesome. So you're gonna have, that's a good point, okay? But this was on part 1 and it's a part 1 of part 12 of part 1 of 12 parts. And right now this is part 9. So you want to make sure you watch the whole series, and definitely you want to make sure on part 12 we're going to talk about the 11 days challenge. You want to make sure you take part in that, okay? Then one day at a time, she says, the picture is a she. So she says, I resonate, this was on the video on 19 benefits of smart wholesaling again, part 2. She says, I resonate with 10, 17, and number 19 the most. I dread cold calling due to feeling like I'm getting nowhere and I could be more productive doing other things. Simplicity is appealing to me because I believe most times we just make things too complicated with all these systems and strategies. Overall, having a systemized and built-in consistency machine, that's key actually, takes away the stress factor of having to do so much manually. Yeah. Anytime somebody is presenting opportunities to you or a process and it's just so manual in a world where you're supposed to be an entrepreneur, just know that you're probably hustling backwards and it's just going to be too slow for the times, you know. I'm looking forward to spending more time on the people that love and the thing that I love and things I enjoy doing. Yes, absolutely. I look forward to that as well too. One day at a time. All right. So that's a few things right there, you know. I may shout out your comments too. Thank you so much. If you stop by here anyway, I really appreciate you. I will see you on part 10. And then we got 11 coming up. And then we're doing it down slowly but surely. See you. Peace.